Rony Zone Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff and Colleen Rony.
Hello.
Husband and wife and partners till the end.
Right.
Of time.
Well, yeah.
And we are here. What do you mean, well, yeah?
What?
What do you mean, well, yeah?
That's kind of obvious if we're husband and wife.
Well, you said, well, yeah, like there was a problem.
No, no problem.
Okay. Just don't want you falling in love with Nathan or something.
I don't know Nathan.
Okay. Well, yeah. He's quite the MySpace guy, Nathan.
You know, I've heard good things about Nathan. But I don't know Nathan.
But Robbie posts a lot of bulletins, too. Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I've heard a lot of good things
about
Robbie, too.
I love Robbie. Robbie's my bro. Right. But Robbie posts a lot of bulletins.
Does he?
On MySpace. Oh, my God.
See, I'm not on MySpace.
I think the MySpace police have contacted him and said, could you please stop?
No, probably not. You never know. It might be a successful thing.
Just
for
kidding
him.
With you. Just kidding with you guys. Oh, we probably only have two listeners. And you're probably the two. So I don't really want to make you mad enough, you know, to cancel your subscription. If you're subscribed, please stay.
Would you stop that? Have a little trouble with the word
it's
there?
It's Saturday. I took a nap.
Yes. Well, yes, you did.
So maybe I'm a little tired, but just leave me alone. I don't want to go another week and not do the show.
Right. I think this is
because
important.
The three listeners that we have, I want to make sure they're happy.
Three?
Well, okay. At this point yesterday, we had like 30 subscribers.
That's awesome.
Well, yes. You know, but then you have somebody like Father Roderick who's got like thousands of them.
Well, yeah. But...
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Now, of the 30... Oh, we have 30 people who are listening, or are they just downloading into their thing and they're just kind of deleting us?
Who knows?
That Jeff Rooney's a kook. He is a kook.
Well, that's true, but...
All right. Anyway.
You're a fun kook.
Well, that's right. So anyway, Nathan and Robbie, please. Just a little kidding there. Kidding you.
They can't see that.
I know that. Okay.
That's a little air punch for those of you that don't know.
So we're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to talk about an overview of Rony's on Radio. This is episode 30. Yay.
Yay. Wow. All the way to 30.
All the way to 30.
And since when?
Oh, last August, around there.
Not bad. Not bad.
Anyway, and we've took a little time off. I think it's good to do that, and we'll talk more about that later. And so we're going to give an overview of Rony's on Radio. We're also going to talk about feedback that I received from the show, about the show. And we'll also talk about, we're going to do a spotlight. And we'll kind of catch up on all the different products and productions that JRD Online is doing and give you a little update. And we'll also give you a sneak peek of a rough mix of a scene from, at that time it was True Tales, but now it's called Voices. So, very edgy. I'm telling you, once people listen to this, they're going to say, what's wrong with Jeff? Is Jeff okay? Because we're going to play the scene that the Jeremy, the doctor, thought no one ever knew. But
people know.
Well, you know, just like your mom always said, be sure your sins will find you out. Well, this is true with this guy.
My mom never said that.
Well, my mom did.
Okay.
But anyway. So, here we go. On to the next segment.
Rony's on Radio.
Spotlight.
I love that intro, Spotlight.
Spotlight.
I love it. Spotlight. I love it.
Yes, it's very good.
I do. Yeah. You don't really.
It's the little things, isn't it?
You're so funny. Okay, listen. The spotlight.
Yes.
Is. Blast.
Oh, Blast.
Blast. Now, we saw this show. See, you're very good with details, and so you're probably going to say the actual date and time. And yes, it was 14.7 days ago. I don't know that.
It was
a while ago.
Saturday, March 11th, I believe, that it was a 2 o'clock show.
Right.
But I only know that because I can't help it if I can remember these things. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't help it if I have a semi-photographic memory.
Okay. Excellent. But anyway, Blast just a little background is it started out as a Droom. Droom. And I'm not going to edit this out either.
No,
I am not going to edit nothing out of this show.
No, I don't think so.
So it's a drum and bugle corps group out of Indiana.
Yes. Star of Indiana.
Star of Indiana. That's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly the leader of it started it for his son.
Yes.
To get involved in drum and bugle corps.
Yes.
Now, drum and bugle corps, for the folks who don't know, is a very, very adept, very...
Think high school marching band on steroids.
Yeah.
And it's really not marching band because while they do a lot of the same, similar type performances, which would be field shows on a football field, and they usually have, you know, a similar format. The difference between drum and bugle corps is there are no woodwinds.
Mm-hmm.
And... you have to be really ridiculously good to be in it.
Right.
These are not, you're just, you know, hey, I'm just taking this, I'm in band just so I can, you know, graduate, you know, high school with
so
proper credits.
It's a very, very, very highly skilled drum and bugle corps.
Yes.
Now, so they created a show called Blast.
Well, they were doing really well and they'd done... If I remember my history
right.
Let's
cut to the chase. Let's go forward.
Well,
to the
I'm just
show.
Saying that what they did was they decided that they'd kind of gotten as far as they could
right.
as Star of Indiana.
Yes.
And so what they did was then they turned around and said, what if we take the field show and put it on stage?
Right.
Instead of being out in the field, out in the wet and the rain and being limited to only touring in the summer,
mm-hmm.
let's be able to tour all year long
okay.
and maybe make this a stage production. Do something real different, unique.
So the we first caught up with them at California Adventure at Disneyland Resort
yes.
in California.
Yes.
We saw this show, must have been 30 times, at least
oh, way more
times.
Than that. Way more than that.
It is a musical extravaganza. There is flag twirling and
dancers
and they do have marching routines, but it's not
so much marching
I mean,
routines.
It's
well, they do have
and
right.
Time
it's
and
it's choreographed,
right.
very precise
yes.
movement. But yes, and they intersperse, you know, that with a little comedy. And what
yeah.
we saw at California Adventure was just a snippet. I mean,
right.
it was like a partial of what their actual show. Really, the full show is.
They've been on PBS.
Yes.
They had a special about that. There is also a DVD
mm-hmm.
that if you cannot see them, I recommend that you get. So check on the PBS.org website
yes.
For that DVD. Now, we also know that before they were at California Adventure, they were at Walt Disney World
yes.
for a number of months.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a different format of the show than we saw at
right.
California Adventure.
Right.
Well... Part of a year or two ago, we had heard that they were going to be in San Jose, and we were on vacation at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to go see it, but it just didn't work out. So
right.
Colleen had heard that they were coming into town, and they're coming to Long Beach.
Long Beach, in L.A. Well, they
right.
actually advertised on TV,
right.
which is a little unusual, but I know they're trying to generate, you know, a lot of interest.
Okay. So all that to say, we saw the full
yeah.
show for the first
month.
Time
mm-hmm.
last month. And the show was just fantastic.
Oh, it was awesome.
I don't want to tell too much about it, but the premise is different colors and the different emotions and sounds of color. And
right.
It is just incredible. The music is just beyond what you can even think of. And,
yeah.
and the they're so precise, it's just amazing. And just the visuals on the set just blow your mind. So, I mean, people like Bob Christman, who are music teachers, and mm-hmm. probably Nathan and different people, I just recommend that you either watch the DVD. I think you can rent it from Netflix. I'm not sure, but give
probably,
it a shot.
Yeah.
Also, see the show. If it
yeah,
comes
absolutely.
To town, you know, get out of your room, get out from behind your computer, find a gal, and take her to go see Blast. It is really a good time.
If you do go see it at a venue, there really aren't any bad seats because they do interact with the audience
mm-hmm.
in a couple of different numbers. But I would recommend if you can get up in the balcony seats, they tend to be a little bit less expensive, first of all, which is nice. But secondly, because you really get a good feel for what's going on. You can see the whole thing from up higher. Not that you can't, I mean, believe me, front row, balcony, orchestra, I mean, front row. Orchestra type seats are just as good, but yeah, if you can get up high, get up high.
We a little secret we'll give you.
Okay.
Is that if you sit toward the back, there's more fun that will come your way.
Yes.
Because
towards the back or on an aisle.
Yes. Because what they do is they come up behind you, and there is a point where they're playing, I don't know what song, but the trombone players especially will come out among in the audience and play
Land of Make-Believe.
Right in your ear or right mm-hmm. around you. It was just really fun that they really kind of intermingle with the crowd.
Yeah.
They handed out the trombone to kids and let them kind of check it out. They also had a didgeridoo song.
Yes.
And they played the didgeridoo behind folks' heads and scared a couple of couple of women.
Scared
but it's
people,
just
yeah.
it's very interesting. The website is blasttheshow.com. So go check it out. And there was a derivative show that was going around about a year or two ago. It just didn't take off. So they're touring with the original Blast.
Right. And they've done European tours. Yeah. They've done, and they usually, I think they said they've only gotten one place where they didn't get a standing ovation when they were done. I mean, we can't say enough about the show. It is incredible. And it's incredible from the perspective of if you really look at these people, I mean, these are college students who are still in school, who have recently graduated, many of them with multiple degrees. Mm-hmm. They're very, very good at what they do, and they usually have multiple parts in the show. They might play an instrument, they might do some dancing, might do some twirling, might do some percussion. I mean, they really do a lot of stuff. And like I said, I mean, there's the drama moments, and then there's the fun moments, and the comedic. They have the ability to act. They all can sing. I mean, it's phenomenal.
What also too is the now since they're so active, the men and women are very
athletic.
Nice looking.
Yeah.
Yes. And yes. And so you know if you know, whatever
you would be too if you
whatever
had
your ta- I understand that but
eight
whatever,
or nine costume changes
whatever your taste is they're there so I'm telling you go and go and see the show.
But again, it's unbelievable to watch them perform. And as often as we've seen, you know, the show and the abbreviated versions of it, we still just absolutely love it every time we see it. I don't think it'll ever get boring or old.
The only caveat I would say is it's not a Broadway show.
No.
It is not a showboat or carousel or something like that.
There's no lines, no.
Right.
I mean, when I say acting, I don't mean like they, you know, quote from the back row to, you know, they're not doing Shakespeare. They're actually playing with you and, you know, kind of it's their personas on stage.
Okay.
And then afterwards, they go out in the lobby of whatever venue, and they'll march themselves out there, and they'll kind of hang around and dance and they'll do drum cadence like they would if it was out on the field. And you can meet a lot of them afterwards. They're really, really excited to meet the crowd. So
if you're listening to this, you've got to check it out.
Yep.
It is just incredible. If you've heard about it or have seen it, let me know. If you do watch a DVD, let me know what you think. I'm really interested because it's just an incredible thing that we just want to share with you. Now, I have one more tiny little spotlight.
You do?
I do.
Wow, there's two today?
There is two.
Or is it a spotlight and a little flashlight?
It is a little flashlight.
Okay, a little flashlight.
But
okay.
I got to give props to my father, Roderick. I got to give props.
Now, okay.
See,
that's cool.
Roni's Own Radio is a little bit of religion. A little bit of religion.
Right.
And then a whole lot of entertainment and other things. And
just kind of whatever interests you.
Right. Correct.
Now, and me, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the thing is Robbie Chastain, give props to Robbie, because he initially gave me the idea for this show. Because it was Star Wars and other stuff. But Father Roderick, I started listening to his podcast probably late into Roni's Own Radio. And he's a Catholic priest. He does a podcast every single day. Now, I don't care who you are if you're listening to me. Doing a daily show. If you do it, God bless you. I mean it because it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But for the folks like me that really try and do it, try to do weekly, probably do it every other week, maybe do it monthly. It's just... It is a tough process to do. Now,
well, it's the editing and having the time and having other things, you know, that you have to deal with.
Well, what I like, it's called The Daily Breakfast. That's the podcast that Father Roderick does. And it is, he talks about movies, entertainment, video games, computer tips. He talks about news. And he also brings in his faith. And he talks about the Catholic religion, what's going on, the different holy days and everything. But then he also answers questions that people would have about the Catholic religion. I think it is a fantastic show. It's because it is a light way to give people exposure to what the Catholics believe, why they do the things they do. I think it's a fascinating thing.
Right.
And most of the time it's very light, kind of a fun show. He has a little fun music and everything. But also he's covered the situation of the abuse cases. And in Boston, he also was talking about the cases in Ireland and different places. And just, I mean, there are times when he does get pretty serious, but it's not that much. And I love the show. So I am telling you, check out Father Roderick's Daily Breakfast.
And doesn't he have on his website the squirrels?
Yes. He lives in this little cottage, you know, in the Netherlands. That's where he lives. Yes. And so he's looking out the window and you can hear him on the podcast. And all of a sudden there's this kind of crash outside. And you can hear something. He goes, "Oh, a squirrel just dropped out of the tree." You know, and he's looking out. He goes, "Oh, look at the squirrels," you know. And so he got a picture of the squirrels. It's just, for lack of a better term, it's a cute show. I really love the show. Yes. He's got a great personality. And it's very well balanced, I think. Hopefully, like Roni's on radio. But anyway, The Daily Breakfast, Father Roderick, you got to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's the spotlight.
Okay, our main topic.
Woohoo! I have no drum roll for that. Sorry, last one kind of fizzled out.
We're going to do an overview of Roni's Zone Radio 1 through 29. So I'll bring that up on the screen now.
Oh, hey, that's a good idea. Because, you know, there are 29, and trying to remember all 29 really is just, whew.
Well, you know, the one we started with is still just, I remember when I recorded the Star Wars versus Star Trek, it was kind of a magical moment, because I never really had the two guys in the room together. You know, especially with... Huh?
You didn't have the two guys in the room together?
Well, before.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Right.
You brought them together for this one, right. Whereas before it usually wasn't.
Well, and I think they were in Revenge of the Sox, and we need to do a show about that. But anyway, they've been in their room together, but we've never really had a focused conversation. I mean, because those two guys go all over pretty quick. What? What are you looking at? What's the matter?
I'm just reading something. We'll get to when we can talk about it, I guess.
Okay. All right. Wow. Anyway, so...
Guess I should probably go look at your site more often, huh? Hey, but see, that's the thing. Is I hear these as we do them, and I hear them before they get pushed out to the site, the finished product. I do.
Do you hear the end result after it's been edited and all?
Not as much.
Mm-hmm. That's my wife, ladies and gentlemen, Colleen Roney.
But it's not like I don't, like, want to listen to them. It's just that I already know what's going to be said.
You know how hard I work?
I do.
On this?
I do.
I mean...
I'm sorry.
You know.
I'll try to listen to them more. I subscribe, though. I'm one of the subscribers. One of the 30 subscribers.
Beautiful.
35 or whatever. So, yeah, you could minus that one because, I mean, it's me. I don't count. Can we talk about these now? Let's talk about, hey, that first one, that was a Star Trek versus Star Wars. Let's talk about that, okay?
Yeah. See, this is what I think people want, and we'll kind of talk about this more. It's just this banter.
Yes, of course.
They love banter shows, those people on Podcast Alley.
Sure, boy. Because it's people being real. It's
correct.
Not scripted. It's just being real. There's no script. I've got no script.
Right.
Do you have a script? Is it hiding in your pants?
In my head. Okay. Very
come on,
funny.
It's got to be fun.
I know it is fun. All right. What were we talking about?
We were talking
about... This is going to be the longest show we've ever done.
No, I don't think it'll be.
And I'm not
going to
edit nothing.
No, I don't think it'll be the longest one, but it'll be long. Okay. Hey, so let's talk about that first one you did, that Star Trek versus Star Wars.
You blew it. I was on my way, and you just... You know, looking at, what's that? What does it say there?
Well, yeah, because I'm reading some stuff, but it comes in the next episode that we'll talk about. So let's talk about the first one first, and then...
Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Yeah.
But even though I put Star Trek versus Star Wars, Star Trek stinks. I don't like Star Trek.
You know,
okay,
Star Trek is not for me.
Star Trek, I own Star Trek 2. That is the only DVD from that franchise I own.
Well, it's because Ricardo Montalban is a very fine-looking man.
Well, Marina Sirtis is a very fine-looking woman, too.
Oh, see, I don't know who she is.
And Jeri Ryan, she's not a bad actress, either.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so this was a good... It was a great show. It was so much fun getting the two guys together. And
the two Williams.
We cut so much out of that show.
Oh, I can imagine. Because I'm sure with knowing Bill as well as I do, and knowing William as well as I do, I can imagine that there was necessity. They are fascinating, funny guys.
We talked about...
And they know how to talk.
We talked about the show.
And that's good.
We talked about the original show. We talked about all the movies. We talked about all the TV shows. And I was finally, at the end, I was going, we got to end this, guys. You know, man, I got things to do. Yes. And they were just still going.
Yeah, well.
So, anyway.
Look, Star Trek is not your thing, and that's okay. Because you know what? There are a lot of people out there who love Star Trek who just don't care anything about Star Wars.
So, episode 2. Again, now... Yeah, okay.
Ronny's Zone Radio. Ronny's Zone Radio. Yes.
We talked about Bart Robinson.
Yes, my grandfather.
Grandfather.
But see, here's what caught my head. You said, we'll introduce you. So, in other words, you got a typo there. And then you also said that he has 119 TV show credits, five movies.
Well, that's what I found on IMDb.
That's all five movies? Are you sure about that? Because I'm thinking there was a lot more than that.
That's why I was...
No.
I understand that. I was looking at the sheet I was going off of on the internet, and I didn't want to talk out of turn and say, it's 890 or something.
No, it wasn't 890, but he has definitely done a lot more than five movies. Okay. He's done a lot more than five movies.
I also try to leave little misspellings in there to see if people catch them. Obviously, that is not the case.
But I did.
And email me with the mistakes. That hasn't happened either.
Anyway, so my grandpa.
Right.
Yeah, he was quite the actor. Quite the character, too. Mm-hmm. He used to... I can remember when I was a kid, when I was, pre-teenage, we'd go over to the house for dinner or for Christmas or whatever, and grandpa would sit there and he would do character voices. Mm-hmm. He would that was how he'd entertain us. He would have the conversations, with my parents, and my sister and I'd be off playing with the dogs or something. And then we'd come in and we'd sit around and we'd talk, and then he would actually sit there and do character voices. It was fun. Really fun.
Let's kind of jump forward. I want to pick like four shows and kind of talk about them in depth.
Honestly, I was going to talk about episode 3 because
that's the first one. Let's talk about episode 3.
That was an important one.
And I think this is the one that really causes the most ire in, except for maybe episode 4. And
those are important ones.
This was well planned out.
Well, absolutely it was, because episode 3 and episode 4 were definitely very, they were a little more serious.
This is what I did want to do. I mean, I could do a Yuck Yuck show, and definitely I think we need to be funnier and, mm-hmm. let us come out, and right. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But also, I think if I was going to have a platform, I was also going to have a platform to kind of express what I felt about a certain topic. And the topic of an organized church getting an outreach in a gay pride festival, that's unheard of in the church at large. I mean, if you start to explain that to most people and most denominational mainline churches, they will think you are crazy.
Well, their heads start spinning, and then they start questioning, well, what kind of a church would do something like that? And you know what I say to that? I say, actually the kind of church who has it right.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things to say about that. Just so many things. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to force beliefs on anybody, but the bottom line is God loves everybody.
Right.
God does not love everything everybody does. And that's where I think people get so caught up. God does not love the sinners. He does not love the murderers. He does not love the gay people. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. Right. Yes, he does. Right. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. I can quote you many places where he says he does.
Sure.
What he doesn't like is the murdering, the lying, the cheating, the homosexuality. No offense to anybody, but the bottom line is it states it very clearly that that is a lifestyle he does not approve of. Those are things he does not approve of, and he doesn't love those things. He actually can't stand it, but he loves the people.
Right.
And we're supposed to be like him.
True.
Which means we're supposed to like the people, love the people.
Right.
But you know what, I guess what I think I've discovered more and more as I'm getting older is that love is not a feeling. And mm-hmm. people have heard that, and it's cliche, but it's honest to God truth. Mm-hmm. It's not a feeling.
Right.
It's really not about having endorphin-like, you know, super, I've just eaten, you know, 8 pounds of chocolate kind of a feeling. Right. That's not what it is at all.
The thing I have found is that people that I'm supposed to not like, as far as what the church upbringing that I was involved in said, I have felt God giving me love for them that reaches beyond what they do into their heart. And I have found and I have met and I have befriended some of the most incredible people because of that very thing right there. And it has really just been just an incredible, because this really kind of started that was the first time I vocalized that kind of a love people apart from what they do, but love them.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was a revolutionary thing, and it really kind of scared me to kind of vocalize that. But I figured this was the perfect venue to do it.
Yeah.
So this was a fantastic show.
Oh, it was.
I mean, I love Paul. That interview, and I posted in Message Board, it's magical. It was magical. There were certain things that were said
that just
blew my mind.
Yeah, it was completely life-changing.
Episode 4.
Wow, boy, from one tough topic into the next. Yep. We didn't hold any punches on that.
Unplanned pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured if we were going to talk about unplanned pregnancy, we should talk about both sides.
Absolutely.
Abortion and keeping the child.
Yep.
Which, again, both of those situations can cause issues with the church. Mm-hmm. Can.
A lot of times do.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're unwed and you are pregnant, that can cause issues with the church because you're pregnant, you're not married. The church that I went to, it was kind of a big deal. There was a girl that was asked to step down from the choir because she was pregnant and not married.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she won youngest mother of Mother's Day, the next Mother's Day that rolled around. So
of course she
it's The bottom line is these situations, abortion and keeping the child and all the different things that are hooked onto that and are part of that, the church kind of shoves aside and doesn't want to deal with it. And that's why I wanted to kind of bring it out, because both of these gals are in a church right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the same church. It doesn't matter.
They're not in the same church, but they're active.
Church and, yeah.
And it's not that they're just going to church. They're actively involved in the church.
Right.
You know, and it is a difficult thing, but gosh, you know, the funny thing that just keeps coming back to my head is if you are so darn perfect that you don't make any mistakes ever at all, then you can talk.
Right.
I personally have never been in that situation, but I've done other things that I'm plenty not proud of, and so therefore I have no room to talk.
And I just want to say this. I don't want to make anybody feel, you know, embarrassed or whatever.
Mm-mm.
But we know one of the ladies in this that we interviewed in this show, and we have helped her out because she is not married.
Right.
And she has a child.
Mm-hmm.
And we've helped her out. You know, and the point I'm trying to make is we're trying to do what we say instead of just talk about it and not do anything about it. So anyway, very good show.
Mm-hmm.
It I broke down at the end of the interview, and I edited that part out because I just at that point I wasn't sure how it would be accepted. And I was afraid of that kind of emotion from me. So as far as leaving it in the show. So right. I cut that part out. I left a little bit of one of the ladies breaking down in there. And I cut part of that part out from her because out of respect. And it's kind of a personal thing when you break down and cry. But anyway.
Yeah, but you know, I think that makes people human. And yeah. Because I will watch shows, honestly, I will watch shows like, for example, when we watched Survivor last night, we watched these folks getting the chance to see their families on videotape. And they broke down. They were all excited at first, but the minute they saw it, they just lost it. Mm-hmm. And I actually lost it because I felt their,
right.
Their homesickness, mm-hmm. but I also felt, and it's really weird because,
well,
but that's what I'm saying. I think it's important to leave that stuff in. Honestly, yeah. If it comes back around and you got another show, I would leave it in because
mm-hmm.
it shows you're human being and it's okay to be emotional about these things and it's yeah. okay to get out. It's very cleansing and very healing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And episode 5, let's just briefly talk about that. This was a show that I thought about doing way back. Star Wars on Direct did a Jedi religion show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the Jedi religion, and they were kind of... I remember there's a couple of people that were talking about just religious themes. And, you know, I'm not bashing them, but they didn't go completely into what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's no bash against them, but hey, it kind of simmered in me for a long time. And I remember I emailed Nathan about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathan kind of said, well, that's cool. You know, go ahead, you know, put something together. And you know, just months and 6 months went by, 8 months, and kept... You know, go on. But this was a show that was just really cool. I think Kim is our little sister, our friend, you mm-hmm. know, and she's just full of pep and
right.
She's well read, and I think this was a pretty incredible show. The sound wasn't the best, but it I really love the show that we mm-hmm. kind of really got to dig in deep, and you know, for one of the first times I really got to kind of stretch out my belief system inside of the Star Wars framework.
Right.
And I had such a blast
mm-hmm.
talking about it because I made all my notes and it was just great. Because, you know, and then we started moving into like E.T. and Pay It Forward. You know, Kim's eyes got real big because she had no idea. She never thought about films in that way.
Right. Most people don't.
There are themes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Anyway, so it was just, that was great. And the dinner view, it was kind of an interesting idea, but. Anyway,
dinner view.
Yeah, let's
skip through some other ones. Are you talking about?
Yeah, let's talk about Nathan's interview. I think this definitely is one of my top five moments because Nathan is known for one thing, and when I asked him to be on the show, he jumped at the chance because he understood that we would talk very little about Star Wars because I wanted to dig into who Nathan was mm-hmm. and boy, did we ever,
mm-hmm.
this was such an incredible interview. And he writes about it on his blog that it just took so many twists and turns. We'd be talking about current events and then we'd swerve into something else. And we just talk about, you know, a biblical topic or religious topic. And, you know, Nathan has given us all chances and he's given me a chance and really kind of helped me along. And, you know, I got to say, bro, you know, love you. You're just the coolest guy. And mm-hmm. this was such an amazing interview that, you know, it's just something that I don't think I'll ever forget. And it was just a long, long process, to talk through, but it was almost cleansing. And I think that's kind of what he had kind of intimated in one of his posts. It was just nice to kind of get out from who he is known as and kind of be free to say whatever he really felt in an interview. So anyway, Nathan, cool. Awesome.
Very good. There's a lot of interesting ones that you've definitely done. You're going to skip over dog?
Well,
I mean, it wasn't like that thing, but I mean, oh my gosh, that was like one of the coolest things ever.
Well, I mean, there's so many high points. I mean, we talked about dating. We talked about fatherlessness with Ed.
Right, right, right.
We talked about homelessness. I mean, we could sit here and talk for 5 hours all these things.
Sure we could.
But I mean, getting Dog on the phone was like one of those things that just I never thought in a million years. And when I picked up on the phone, picked up the phone and it goes, "This is Dog." I almost dropped the phone. And it was just so neat that he was so gracious to me, because I remember the question I was going to ask him. I ran it by you, and I said, I'm gonna ask him about cursing on the phone or cursing on the show and being a Christian guy. And you go, "You shouldn't ask him that question." And I said, "No, that's exactly what I should ask." And so he was so gracious to me, and it was a great conversation. Again, bad audio. I apologize for the audio, but it was just. And you can tell toward the end of that interview, he just kind of took off. He was talking about his daughter and how he's telling his daughter that, if we are kind and good to one another, we're going to be blessed. And hey, he didn't grow up like me. I don't expect him to be just like me, but it was cool talking to a TV personality who's real. I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot of people that are on TV that aren't real. You can talk to them and they aren't real.
Right.
But this guy is the same is when he's on a show.
Right.
There's just,
because he's not an actor. Right. He's a real person who is just, he's become just kind of a cult icon now.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I was going to lunch with one of my coworkers. She's brand new and she reports to me. And I was running to lunch with her and we were talking about different things. And she was saying how pretty much one of her favorite shows is Dog the Bounty Hunter. And I looked at her and I said, "Well, then you'll think this is kind of cool, because my husband interviewed him." Mm-hmm. "What? He did what?" She was all excited because she absolutely just loves that show. And I don't know that she necessarily has a religious background, but she just thinks it's a cool show. She really likes him. She likes the whole family dynamic. Mm-hmm. I don't blame her. It's a great show.
Another thing, too, is I posted a blog on blogwars.com, and it was the death of, sadly enough, the death of Beth's father, who was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be honest. I look back at that post. There were people posting condolences weeks after, like on a continual basis, about Beth's father.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, Beth, I mean, really heartfelt things like, "Beth, we're praying for you. Hang in there. Beth, my grandfather's going to take care of him when he reaches heaven." And I was just really touched. I think the older you get, the more jaded you get.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of figured people are just out for money and themselves and all this kind of stuff. And when you find somebody that's just genuinely caring, you have to just stop and just say, "Man, this is really, really cool." So, but the response, I think, sure, there's a lot of people that say, she dresses, like Trayla or something. But, she's her.
That's her
and
person.
What's wrong with that, So, anyway, I love the show. I love Dog. And, it's just, it's cool. It's interesting to watch him on the Donnie Deutsch show and talk to his son that is in prison.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, there's a lot of pain in that family.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, when his daughter comes back home with the little baby, he goes, "I don't care if she has a baby, because she's back home." And it's just, it's nice.
That's
to,
awesome.
It's nice to know that kind of thing. So
that's awesome.
You too.
Yeah.
This is probably my number one favorite moment of 1 through 29. Just the four shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I also released a little extra little bonus of the discussion that we had. Because it was after a time that I had changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had now had the opportunity to kind of vocalize it all.
Yeah.
And, a lot of people say, "Jeff, you're just ripping on the church and you're just ripping on, religion and all this kind of stuff." What I'm trying to do is point out what they're saying they're doing but not doing. And it's in the book that they read, but they're not doing it. And I think it's good to point things out. So.
Yeah. 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 I would agree with you. Because that was all done right around the same time that we had just finished the book.
Mm-hmm.
And It was pretty impactful because there are a lot of things that were said in there. You just kind of go, wow, I never, ever thought of it like that. And you feel almost frustrated because you're cheated because you, you know, you're 36, 37 years old.
Right.
And you think to yourself, for the last 34 years, I've had it all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I've had it all wrong, but I just wish that I'd known some of that stuff. I think it would have made a huge difference. But then again, you know, maybe this is how it was meant to be because I am who I am, you are who you are, and right. maybe we wouldn't even be sitting here doing this if we'd been like this. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what we'd be doing? Right. But yeah, it was really, really important to show a different side, I think, of you two and of the church and of people who truly believe but maybe aren't involved.
We, you know, there's a lot of different shows after. You know, we'll just kind of, you know, pull them out. You know, we reviewed the Book of Daniel, which mm-hmm. was a very controversial show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it brought Jesus into everyday life
mm-hmm.
and made him accessible to people instead of, like, you know, praying or just a church or something like that. So, anyway, I thought it was a great show. Obviously, there's a lot of people that didn't. And so
it's unfortunate, it's too, because, I mean, okay, yeah, they took things to the extreme as far as their issues and problems, but the reality is spread that out over, spread out his family's problems throughout a church, right. and that's reality.
I mean, you and I.
A small church.
You and I could start reeling off, you know, our anger issues, our different issues, the mm-hmm. people that we, you know, mm-hmm. go to church with, their issues.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we
the stories we could tell would fill a library.
And this is what I'll say. That's what led me to do Voices. That's mm-hmm. kind of what I, the reality of living as a Christian mm-hmm. on this planet.
Right. Which is funny because actually you have been talking about doing Voices, which of course most people would probably know it as True Tales
right.
or what was billed as True Tales on the website.
Mm-hmm.
You've had that idea for a couple years now.
Right.
And the interesting thing is they just put it on screen before you did.
Right.
They'd put a little different twist to it,
yep.
you know,
yep.
but it's a similar format. Mm-hmm. I still think, personally, I think that was a big mistake for them to take
yeah.
it off the air. That was yeah. just that was just a big mistake. But you know what? Maybe it's so we have an opportunity to do something really cool.
Sure.
That's similar, but just enough different.
And we interview Drew Marshall.
Yep.
And Drew pulls no punches, and he just mm-hmm. lets it fly. And this is probably the one that probably turned the most people off, because he was just in your face
mm-hmm.
about if you're a Christian, then you had better start thinking about people in the other part of the planet.
Right.
So
right.
He's a Bono that doesn't care what you think. I think Bono is a very eloquent man.
Yes.
And he will say very pointed things, but he'll say it in a cool manner that'll kind of get
yeah.
you to think.
Yeah.
Drew doesn't care, and he'll just let you know. And
yeah.
But I like Drew. He has been a friend and supporter of me and what I'm doing for a long time. I mean, you know, I emailed him. I called to try and get an interview, and the time difference, I got mixed up. But he's always been very, very kind to me, so... you know, I look up to Drew, and I hope to be like him one day, you know, and have a show and an avenue to kind of, interview outside of the box of, you know, what Christian shows are supposed to be.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, and the other thing about Drew is that he inspired us to, support and sponsor a child in another country through Compassion International, and we have done that, and we actually got a letter from our little child today.
Yep.
It was real cute.
Yep.
He's in kindergarten, and obviously the, you know, the folks there that run the center that he goes to, they're the ones who wrote the letter. They obviously translated it into English for us, and you can tell that they translated it into English,
right.
but... It was very sweet, you know, mm-hmm. and we need to write him back and, you know, try and, you know, stay on top of his life and what's going on with him. So,
yep. Let's kind of end up. We'll talk about two more. Is episode 27, John Cosper. Great guy. Great co-worker. You know, he and I are in the trenches. And what I love about him is that his faith doesn't leave him in just, you know, Christian thinking, you know, skits. I mean, his friends and him are very creative folks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Jack and Gretchen and the other folks, Sarah and Natalie, they all are very creative folks. And there are very new and different ways to tell the Bible story and tell God's story. So mm-hmm. it's cool to continue to work with him. And he's just been an incredible addition to Tatooine TV and the writing and all that. So, and then we also interviewed in episode 29 the New Jersey Order, the Star mm-hmm. Wars Star Wars fan club there in New Jersey, and they were just great, and it was pretty cool to give them a call, you know, because I think we were both of us, all three of us, were pretty nervous. You know, we didn't know what to expect, you know, but I think as we kind of got in the conversation, they just kind of loosened up a little bit, and we. It was really touching when they started talking about how they cared for, you know, they went to the hospitals and how it really affected them and all that. So, mm-hmm. 1 through 29, just, you know, we keep talking about it, but there's a huge, huge, just grouping of shows mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. and the places we've been and just the things we've talked about has just been incredible.
Well, cause I mean, yeah, I mean, we've had these very serious topics and mm-hmm. then we've had the little fun stuff, sure. you know, talking about the fun things to do in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the fun songs that you and I have kind
That's right. We did that too.
Poked a little fun at just because I'm sorry, but I still cannot get over that Yoko Ono song. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not even a song. You can't call it. It's Yoko Ono noise.
Yeah.
And it's not even pleasant noise. I just, I could go on forever yep. about that and how dumb that is. But anyway.
So it's been quite a journey. Now, here's the thing. The original inception for Ono News on Radio has always been what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it. And so, you know, it still is. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about feedback, so I'm going to bring up the feedback. Right
now. Okay, you bring up the feedback because I think it is important. I know we've begged and pleaded on other shows, other episodes, to reply. So we've apparently gotten some replies.
Yeah. When I did my big promotion push for Roni's on Radio, I got a lot of responses back because I asked for it, and people were really good. I don't get a whole lot, but we'll talk about the ones I have gotten. So
okay, let's anyway, talk about those.
Just kind of quickly, there was one guy. You know, I mean, Tatooine TV is really great. My favorites are Holding Farts In and Roy D. Mercer Calls the Death Star. Looking forward to the finale. Now, as you know, we were going to end the show, but then I met up with John Cosper, and then all bets were off, and, you know, we're going to continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing about Tatooine TV is that it's a lot of different types of jokes. It's not just one type of humor. It's not just a Seinfeld. It's the same type of humor.
Right.
It's because I know there's different kinds of people, and that's really what I'm going for. So there's no wonder there's sometimes you listen to a show and you go, I don't think that's funny. Well, okay, then that's not for you. Then you need to set that right. aside for somebody else. They're right. going to think it's funny.
Right.
So another guy, he wrote in, he goes, checked out some of your work. Nicely done. He emailed me back the same day. He said, just finished watching Revenge of the Sox. Funny stuff. He emails me back later on that day. Dude, I'm really digging this stuff. The Qui-Gon's Jinn commercial is classic. And then he emails me back, I think, the next day. He goes, Jeff, everyone likes your work. You know, so I mean, just this continual thing he keeps, and he emailed me back one point. He goes, I'm going to talk to the webmaster. We're going to get a link to your site. And then he goes, no, I'm going to put a link in my, I'm going to post on the forum and put a link in myself. You know, he really wanted to get the word out. And you know, another person emailed and said, you know, and there's a number of them that have said, I really appreciate your religious views that you mix in your show. It's really cool that you're a Star Wars fan and you're a Christian, and you're really not afraid of it. And so we'll continue. You know, again, your site looks great. What an awesome way to talk about the Star Wars universe. Good luck with the station and all our best. So I really enjoy the podcast that I listen to. Very well done. Thanks for letting us know about the great things you're doing. You know, I mean, at least they listened to a couple of the podcasts and responded back. There was a lady that has a very big Star Wars site, and she listened to it and said it was astonishing that we can draw so many parallels to Christianity and other religions with the basic concept of Star Wars. So obviously, mm-hmm. you know, that's one she heard.
Yeah, that's very.
I got this email, and what I'm actually shocked about is I haven't got this just deluge of really staunch Christian people just ripping me up for my podcast. I think once they see episode 3, it scares them and they don't listen to it. That's
really unfortunate that they're that close-minded and can't listen to it. That's so unfortunate.
But I did get this email, and part of it is I was sort of taken aback when you got to the proselytizing part of the Roni Zone radio show. Kind of felt like it came from left field. Now, you know, he said he looked at the site and found that, you know, that was part of me. And then at the end, he said, I really enjoyed Tatooine TV, however. Proselytizing. I want to talk about that word for a second. What does that word mean, Miss Dictionary?
Proselytizing?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
in that proselyting, I think. Proselytizing, yeah.
Proselytizing, in a nutshell, means basically you're trying to, like, push your beliefs.
Okay.
You're trying to sell your beliefs on to somebody else.
Okay.
And, I mean, you can always look it up in the dictionary if you want the actual true literal definition, but basically it's not a positive word in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now the dictionary may disagree with me, but I don't think it's a positive word because usually when people talk about it, they're unhappy that you're pushing, they feel like, to quote a guy I went out on a date with years and years and years ago when I was in high school, shoving right. my beliefs down
right.
his throat.
Right.
The funny thing is that was all from one word. I mentioned pastor.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah.
So in a 2-3 hour dinner, I was proselytizing him, shoving my
now,
by one word.
Again.
So
again, this is one email out of
sure.
50 or
sure.
whatever I got.
Sure.
Now,
sure.
But I want to talk about this word. That's an ACLU word to
sure
me.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
It's a very, you know, You
PC?
Don't have rights to use this venue to proselytize. And I don't consider this show, I'm not proselytizing.
No, not at all.
I think the closest thing I ever came was maybe the Valentine's Day show when I said, if you're Christian, you need to do this. But
right.
if you're not, then find another entity to sponsor a child through that
sure.
doesn't deal with religion. I've always tried to be very balanced with this show.
Yeah.
Because I know there's people that listen that aren't Christians and people that listen that are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously.
But here's the thing. I think, and I'm just going to kind of, on this hand, try and be as gentle as I can with this particular person's response. I think they felt extremely threatened because in their mind it was a show about Star Wars
right.
and what have you, and they didn't feel or get that it was going to be have Christian, you know, overtones, undertones, middle tones, however you want to look at it. The bottom line is that people are so funny and they expect a certain thing, and when it doesn't come the way they expect
mm-hmm.
it, when things don't happen the way they expect them to, they just kind of go, well, you just lied to me.
Well,
no, but we didn't. That's the point.
Okay, here's the thing. My faith is part of my life.
Absolutely.
I don't talk about my faith all the time. Let's give an example. If you go to a George Lopez show,
mm-hmm.
you're going to hear a lot about Hispanic life.
Sure.
Strangely enough, because he's Hispanic.
Yeah, could have fooled me.
You know, I mean, come on.
Yes, and I know what you're saying. It's honestly, I think it's just that in this particular instance, I think this person probably does not have a religious bent of any kind, sounds like to me. If he feels that you're proselytizing, then he's obviously not listening to them, because if he were listening to them, he would know that you're not trying to make anybody believe what you believe.
I think he was listening for something, and he heard it, and they just shut him off.
Yeah,
so
probably.
I think he's had bad experiences.
Yeah, I would say that's probably very true. He probably has had a really bad experience with the church or with other Christians. And, you know, the sad fact is that it's unfortunate. And I would actually challenge this person, because I'm sure if he ever listened again, he'd know who he was. But I would challenge this person and anybody else who thinks that this is all just a religious... Listen to all of them. Because I guarantee you're going to find some that are so not religious in any context.
Now, and here's the bottom line. We work in a corporation.
Yes, we do.
And we are not to talk about our faith in the corporation.
Right.
Let me give everybody a little clue. This show is not a corporation.
Correct.
If you don't want to listen to it, unsubscribe. But I will not be ruled by somebody else's feeling about this show. Now, I'm trying to be fun. I'm trying to be light. I'm trying to be balanced. But, you know, one person listens to one show and has their hackles up. I mean, come on.
You know, it's the same thing when people call up radio shows and go, I think this is the worst stuff. You shouldn't be on the air, blah, blah, blah. Last time I checked, there are two knobs on the radio at least. Yeah, now we have buttons, but you know what I'm saying. Bottom line is, change the channel, turn it off. You do not have to, there's nobody holding the gun to your head forcing you to listen. Here's the other thing I'm going to say. Last time I checked, this is the United States of America that we live in, and we do have the freedom of speech. That is one of our guaranteed constitutional rights as citizens of this great country.
Right.
So, bottom line, if you don't like what we're saying, sorry. We're not here to offend, but my goodness, if you don't like what we have to say, I'm sorry, now, it's not for you. Move on.
Right. And the thing is, I mean, this email could have came and said, I'm really not into it. You know, thanks for letting me know. But that word just kind of jumped out at me. That is a very negative word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's other words I could start bringing up that just about mean the same thing. And I just... That I don't feel that I proselytize on this show.
I express my
faith and feelings.
I would say if you had an altar call at the end of every show, then you'd be proselytizing. But honey, you've never even had one.
And you know what? I don't, because I'm not Greg Laurie. Because I'm not these other types of shows.
You're not Billy Graham. That's not your job.
They do that,
right?
And that's what they do. Right. That's not the goal of my show.
No,
so, okay, you know, I got worked up. There you go. If that's what people want, then that's what they just got, you know. They wanted Jeff to get all worked up.
It's okay, because you're human, and in this particular instance, I think that you are expressing exactly what he expressed, but his... I'm just going to say, because I'm a little biased, he's being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Because, in fact, if he said, you know, when it got to the part, the proselytizing part... Never once have we ever had a segment called Jeff's Beliefs 101.
How to be saved or how to be a Christian. I've never said that. I've never said, let's say the sinner's prayer.
Not that we're not opposed to doing that if somebody wants that. But again, it comes back to you don't have to listen.
I would like to talk to people one-on-one if that's it. Because that's a personal decision.
Sure.
And I wouldn't
do it over a show. Right. I'm talking about through an email. If they want,
sure,
you know,
absolutely.
They can certainly,
if they have questions, that's fine.
But back to this whole point is that, unfortunately, it's great. And here's what I'm going to say, being the devil's advocate that I sometimes am, is that while we're frustrated because he came across in a slightly affronting way with that particular word, any other word choice might have made things a different story, but that particular word choice,
right.
While we're saying we have the freedom to say whatever we want, he certainly has the freedom to say whatever he wants
to.
And that's
true. And I was just expressing
you betcha.
You know,
you betcha.
I have not mentioned his name.
Nope.
Nobody knows who he is.
Right.
But I'm expressing my
right.
feelings in
right.
return.
Right. And I think that that's
so. Okay. Now let's look at the other side of the coin now.
Okay. There's another side to the coin?
There is.
Well, all right then.
Now, this person, and I don't want to mention their name just because it's just kind of a left and right kind of a thing. It's just he feels differently. And the bottom line is this person is expressing the fact that he appreciates the religious expressions and parts of the show. He loves the U2 intermingled with religious thought. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, because it's what I'm deriving from is refreshing. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing. Now, the thing is, he says he doesn't want a revival, you know, for this show.
Well, but for every show. And that's true. I mean, he's saying it.
There's lines that I really want to read here. It says, I've liked the mix you have in your shows. Mix. It's a mix, people.
Right.
It is not one subject.
No.
And people love to put things in a box. Well, it's a crazy religious show. This is not a religious show. And I know I've got a lot of heat for this not being a Star Wars show.
Right.
This is Rony Zone Radio.
Right.
It is about me, what I like, what I want to ask questions for, I want to talk about.
Well, and he even says here that you spent 4 episodes talking about U2 and using their music as a springboard into many religious topics.
Right.
You profiled Larry Norman. You found God in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But you also spent time visiting Hawaii and profiling your grandfather-in-law and exploring Disneyland. And let's not forget 2 shows on some rather odd music.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked the balance so far.
Yep.
You know, that's pretty...
And so preachy would have turned me off. Sharing views is, for me, a much better way of making a point. This person, I love this person. And I don't want to make him feel, uneasy by reading his name. But I want to tell you, you're listening, you know who you are.
Yeah.
We love you. We do. We
Absolutely.
Appreciate you listening to the show. We appreciate you taking the time to email this show. Now, there's been other folks that have done it, that have expressed. Nathan's put posts in there. Mm-hmm. Robbie has sent some great emails as well.
Right.
This person is not the only one, but this guy gets it.
Yeah.
He gets
the gist
the
point
of
what we're doing.
The show is.
Right.
I remember one of his early, just kind of talking about how he was really faced with different things. I got this email, and it just changed my whole day. It was just like,
such
a great day.
It's very well written, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
I just was noticing that, grammatically speaking, it's very well written. But also the content.
Right.
Honestly, this is the kind of stuff we love to hear and see. Yeah, but on the other hand, I still kind of like getting that,
because it gives us something
to talk about.
I am not mad at other, I'm expressing, feelings about it, but I'm like, I'm not angered to the point of, whatever. I'm just...
Honestly, here, if he got what he wanted, which would be a purely Star Wars-based show, we would have nothing to talk about after so many episodes. Mm-hmm. Honestly. I hate to say it, but there's like already 8,000 other shows and other topics concerning Star Wars. The fact that they've stopped making movies, there's really only so much you can say about it before it's either been said before. There's really not much new that's going to come out of that. I'm sure a lot of Star Wars fans are going to get mad at me for that. But the bottom line is, it's over. It's done. So unless you're going to talk about the books, which you and I neither one read or know anything about, unless you're going to sit there and talk about the books or talk about the abstract, obscure
toys
or things like that,
it's not
not us.
It is oversaturated now.
There
are so many different shows, and now there's so many review shows. And so when I decided to take a step into this arena, I said, I've got to do something different, and I'm glad I did what I did.
You know what? Star Wars has been a part of your life for a very long time.
Right.
And you know what? It's good that you have had that. It's also good to talk about other things because, it is who you are, but it's not the only thing you are.
Right. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's talk about Tatooine TV. We'll kind of give some updates.
Tatooine TV.
And Tatooine TV is finding a huge surge.
Oh, yeah.
I think the minute I really kind of understood the fact that John Cosper was kind of going to work with me, I pulled all the ideas that I had stuffed in my head for a long time and started kind of dusting them off. And I think the scripts that we've done are just the most incredible things I've ever seen in my life.
That's awesome.
And I got to say, William Lundeen, we've set him up to record at his house, and he's just jumping all over the place, just ready to go.
It's been good.
Incredible stuff. We have hooked up with voiceover artists that are really,
Very, so, very talented.
Very talented. Very good. And I am just so, I'm just flabbergasted.
Particularly some of the girls.
Absolutely.
While I enjoy doing it, I'm not the greatest actress on the planet, as we all know. I'm not about to get an Oscar.
But you did pretty well. You did a couple for one that's coming up, and you did pretty good.
Yeah. But, I mean, I enjoy doing it, but it's definitely not my most special gift compared to these girls. These girls are just great. I mean, I've heard some of the stuff, even just some of the audition stuff you've gotten, and I'm flabbergasted.
What I love is a diverse group.
Uh-huh.
And kind of going back to the whole U2 and the whole episode 3, loving people that you don't agree with in belief system ways. I think it's fantastic that, you know, I've been in, you know, some email conversation with folks about voices, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But, you know, there's at least one person who doesn't believe the way I do. And it was kind of a, you know, I don't think you want me a part of it. And I said, you have a talent that I think the world needs to hear.
Yep.
And I said, you know, I welcome you with open arms. As long as you are just, I know you don't believe the way I do. Great. But if you believe in the product and the project and just me, just helping me, then that's enough. And this person emailed back and said, I'm in. And I was just so happy. So
that's awesome. It's good. It's awesome.
It's good. So, anyway, Tatooine TV moves ahead. It is a podcast. I think it had 30 subscriptions inside of a month. And that's fairly phenomenal for me because Roni's on Radio kind of sits around 25, maybe goes to 38, then go down to 24. I'm not sure how to read those feed burner stats anyway. But anyway, it's just, it hasn't really done what I thought it should do. Well, we'll talk about Roni's on Radio later, but it just look for the best for Tatooine TV. The best is coming, and it's going to bowl you over because I'm doing a lot of advertising now for Tatooine TV, and we're going to take this thing over the top. So I warned you, and now it's coming. So voices. We'll talk about voices. I'm very, very excited about voices, and I'm scared half out of my mind. Is my original concept, I don't think anyone really ever knew this, was to do Bible stories. I wanted to do David and Goliath. That was my first idea.
Well, that was when it was called True Tales.
True Tales. And then I said, you know, it'd be interesting to have a family read the stories. You know, kind of whatever. And then I started thinking about the family. What would the family be like? And that's when I started to kind of put the whole thing together. What if the family didn't know God?
And that's how it comes into
voices. And so, you know, then there's Jeremy the doctor. His wife died in an accident. And I started to kind of put all these things together. And then I said, what if there was a diary that she left behind that had secrets to who she was? And the fact is that her husband never knew her because he was off flitting off being this star doctor, maybe, you know. And I just said, that's fascinating because, you know, through circumstances, he ends up at the house with the family he doesn't know. I just said, that's enough. I've heard enough. And so I started to write the script and, you know, there's a scene that you're going to hear. Now, the scene you're going to hear in this show is a rough mix. It was an actress that read the role a while back. We're not going to use her, but I want to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. So the scene is an affair that there are points in it where he could have walked away. And he wrestled with being a doctor, trying to help her, and also thinking he's strong enough to say no. And we kind of watch or listen to him, you know, use his doctoral duties to kind of stay and stay and stay. And then it's just too late. It's too late.
Congratulations, Jeremy. Great work.
Thanks, Hank. We got very lucky with our research.
Come on, it was all you. Here's my card in case you ever want to work in New York. We have an office overlooking Central Park that would fit you perfectly.
That sounds really good.
Tell you what, we'll fly you up and show you around sometime. Well, have a good evening now.
I will.
Thank you.
Well, hello, Doctor.
Huh? Oh, Sabrina, hi. What are you doing here?
Oh, I was here for a wedding, but oh, it got so boring. I heard all the applause in here, so I slipped in and found the man of the hour. Looking very handsome, I must say.
Thank you. But what about the wedding?
Oh, it looks like the party's right here. Woohoo!
Please, let's keep our voices down.
Oh, sorry, it's the champagne. It gets me a little, you know.
Yes, you should get back.
Hey, what do you think of my dress?
Well, it is quite a dress. Can I say that and not get sued for harassment?
I would never sue you. You're my favorite doctor. Yes, you are. You know, you've seen all of me, but I've never seen...
Sabrina, please. I'm your doctor. We need to keep this on a professional level.
This just does. Unless your wife is around here.
Kelly's home. She's sick.
Kelly, huh?
Yes.
I hope she'll be all right.
She'll be fine. Well, I need to go and talk to my colleagues. Talk to you later, Sabrina.
Hey, Jeremy. I dusted off my dancing shoes for tonight. Come on, let's dance.
I can't. Honestly, I need to talk to Dr. Reyes. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're no fun.
Good to see you tonight. Good night, now.
All right. Good night.
Keith, Jeremy, congratulations. Thank you. I wanted to talk to you about that alcohol inhibitor drug. How are the tests going? Jeremy, your friend seems to have taken a fall. What? Oh, no.
Oh, my leg. I think I've pulled something.
Are you all right?
Oh, thank you, everyone. My doctor's here now. I'll be fine.
Here, let me help you.
I don't know. I think I'm still a little dazed.
Can you walk?
I think so.
Let's get you to the ER.
No, I'll be fine. I don't need to go to hospital. I just need to lie down.
There must be a couch from the lobby we can use. Keith, go ask.
No, Jeremy. I knew I was going to do a little drinking tonight, so I got a room.
Well, I better make sure you make it there.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Which is yours?
I'm 525.
Here we are.
Ah, the key. Oh! Ouch. Oh.
Just lay down here.
Oh, now you're talking. Oh, my leg.
Okay. Does it hurt here on your leg?
No.
Here?
No.
Sabrina, why are you rubbing my arm?
Oh, you have such strong hands. I wondered what your arms felt like.
Yes, but this isn't appropriate. I need to get back to the party. I don't believe you. Good night.
No, I am hurt. Wait.
What?
I'll show you where I'm hurt. Give me your hand. I hurt right here. And here.
This isn't right.
I'm hurt that every time I throw myself at you, you haven't picked me up.
I need to go.
Here, let me unzip this. And now I get to be the doctor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what I dreamed you would say. You know, Jeremy, I've seen a lot of doctors. But you are the only one who has turned me on.
And that was the situation that he thought nobody knew about. And we'll find out how his wife found out and the situation with that. And did she stay with him? Did she? You know, there's so many other questions that are coming. But this scene is very bold. Probably the boldest for a Christian, you know, audio drama I've ever heard in my life. But this is real life, people. You show me 10 Christian, or so Christian marriages, and there has got to be some kind of affair thing. I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying It's real life. It's where we live, and the strength of going. What do you do after that? Do you give up? Do you get divorced? I mean, is that where your love stops, or do you move beyond that? How do you move beyond that? How do you not do it again if you've done it once? Whatever. It just those types of things are really the basis to what Voices is. Living out your faith in real life, really. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited about it. We are moving forward. There's a lot of lines being recorded. There's a lot of stuff going on. And but when it comes out, it's just gonna blow your doors off. I just want to get episode one out, and then we'll talk about episode two and the rest of it. But I just want to get the first one done. Now, we've come to the end comments of the show. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about Roni's Own Radio. What I want to do is pull it from an interview, a show, to a more informal you and I discussing things. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple more interviews that I do want to release. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of what we're going to be. So if you like this, you'll love the rest of Roni's Own Radios. There will be interviews now and again.
Sure.
And, but frankly, it's hard to schedule stuff. I mean, I've had interviews that have almost happened, and either the person's busy or the person has this problem. I've heard so many issues. Some guy's apartment got flooded. Other people got sick. Emergencies, and then I just get an email. Oh, I can't talk today. Now, you know, I mean, maybe that happened. Maybe they didn't want to. Whatever. But this is more comfortable for me. So sure. I think I want to make it more topical. I do want to make it more, you know, Father Roderick-ish. You know, maybe deal with some news. Mm-hmm. Maybe some things that are kind of more topical. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. And but I'm excited about it, and I'm just excited to kind of get you in the mix, because as interesting as I am, I'm not as interesting as you.
But no, us together, no, I think
us together.
See, I'm not. I wouldn't be interesting by myself, because I would say things that people kind of go, "What? Are you on crack?"
So what? What?
But you and I together, now that's a fun combination.
That's right. Now what I want to do is we're going to stop Roni's Own Radio for a little bit. We're just going to stop for a while. I kind of want to get my breath together, kind of regroup. Mm-hmm. And once I get my second wind, we're going to come back out swinging. Now, here's the thing. Please stay subscribed.
Yes.
Because we're coming back.
It'll come back, yeah.
But just for right now, we need to kind of stop down. It's going to give me some time to edit the rest of the interview shows, and we'll still do some stuff. So
plus, we really want to get Voices going and more Tattooing TV. Which I have an idea about, but I want to take that kind of offline.
See? Very good. See? I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, we've talked about a lot. We've done a lot with this show, and I just want to thank you for listening to this show. And thank you if you listen to any other shows. And especially thank you if you're a subscriber. And I just want to invite you to go to the website, jrdonline.com. There is a place you could subscribe to this feed. There's also a place to leave a voicemail. Call and leave a voicemail. You know, the two voicemails, I should play them. There's some woman that's from a hospital that's calling some other woman and saying, did you get the papers I sent you? I've called this lady before and said, I'm not Stacy What's-Her-Face. I'm not who you think you're calling. And the woman keeps calling my K7.net voicemail. It's weird.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and it's not an easy number to... Anyway, it's just... So, call and leave a voicemail. So it can be more than just this lady that's calling this person. And send an email, please. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but, you know, we can do this, you know, just for fun. I know it's being listened to. I mean, there's a couple of shows I know have downloaded 399 times, at least.
Wow.
So I know people are listening.
Yeah.
So take that next step. Send us an email. If you don't want to open up your, you know, whatever, surf over to jrdonline.com and click on review a show. And it'll pop up in your email editor, and you can send an email to us. But, you know, we still care.
Yes,
we're still Christians.
Yes.
And we want to have fun. So the balance is that we're moving forward. And so on to 30 more shows. So
cool.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Roni's Own Radio.